This is a podcast from News Talk Radio 710, WOR, New York. Log on to WOR710.com for more information. Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. This indeed is Don Goldberg, and you're listening to the Wilner Window. For those of you who may be first-time listeners, the focus of this show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, and their proper usage. With me this afternoon is Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, good afternoon, Don.
And we have a special guest, Dr. Richard Passwater, and we will introduce Dr. Passwater in just a few moments. The topic for today is going to be cardiovascular health, and we're going to cover all of those supplements that are involved in heart health. But first, we have to take a little break for the traffic.
When considering supplements for bone health and osteoporosis prevention, you have to keep this in mind. Bone is living tissue. Doctors Best, knowing this, developed a formula, calcium bone maker complex, that supplies key bone nutrients in their most bioactive forms. ASEAN microcrystalline hydroxyapatite complex, for example, supplies organic calcium with natural bone growth factors. Vitamin C assists bone matrix formation. Vitamin D and vitamin K are critical for matrix calcification, along with magnesium, potassium, zinc, copper, manganese, and boron. Calcium Bone Maker Complex from Doctors Best reflects the most advanced clinical understanding of bone health. Calcium Bone Maker Complex is now on sale, along with Strontium Bone Maker at Wilner Chemists at one-half price. What a deal, 50% off list.
Bigger and better News Talk Radio, 710 WOR.
Would you be interested in a nutritional supplement clinically shown to increase mental clarity? Who wouldn't? Country Life has a new product called Sharp Thought that has been clinically shown to support memory, support faster recall, and to increase mental clarity. Country Life's Sharp Thought contains a special conjugated complex of phosphatidylserine and DHA. This is the form of phosphatidylserine found in the brain. Incorporating the DHA into the phosphatidylserine allows the body to immediately recognize the structure and incorporated. In one study, immediate mental recall was increased 27%. Sharp Thought by Country Life. If you want to improve memory, improve recall time, and increase mental clarity, Sharp Thought from Country Life is the product for you. All Country Life products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course. Ask for Sharp Thought. Okay, now for a check on the traffic.
And as you hit the road right now over on the George Washington Bridge, I'm not seeing any backups for you in either direction, so that's good news, or on either deck. So seems like we're in good shape over at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels. Everything appears to be okay for you as well. Now, over on the West Side Highway, northbound side, we had some pothole repairs that was causing some slowdowns a little bit earlier, so you can anticipate some delays there. Right around the water treatment plant, you might want to take the east side of town, FDR Drive, Harlem River Drive combo. I'm not getting any reports of any problems, so that's a good option for you. LIE, we had some earlier pothole repairs as well. Looks like that's been wrapped up as you travel between the Cross Island Parkway all the way up to the VQE, which is good news. Still a bit slow over on the Belt Parkway. That's going to be as you head up in towards the Mill Basin Drawbridge in both directions. Also on the westbound side, as you head up in towards the Verrazano Bridge, you're going to see some delays there as well. Alternate side of the street parking rules will be back in effect for tomorrow, as well as meter rules, so keep that in mind if you're parking in the boroughs. I'm Bill Powers,
WOR. I want to tell you about a new product from Allergy Research Group called Flowey, P-H-L-O-E, a unique supplement for optimal gut health. Flowey is 100% natural kiwi fruit extract that has been clinically shown to support regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey contains an enzyme complex called zeaxanthin. Here's how it works. It gently stimulates motility and helps normalize bowel transit time. It supports the growth of probiotic bacteria in the gut, and it promotes regularity and long-term digestive health. Flowey promotes gentle and sustained mild softening of the stool without causing diarrhea, urgency, or cramping. Flowey can be used long-term, and it will continue to gently support motility without overstimulation. Flowey from Allergy Research Group in capsules or tablets, now available from Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
This is Don Goldberg. I don't have to tell you how important antioxidants are to your health and to your supplement program. You probably know about the antioxidant vitamins like vitamin C and vitamin E. What you may not know is that some of the most powerful antioxidants are those found in plant extracts. Plants like grape skin, pomegranate, goji berry, acai, green tea, and mangosteen. Well, now you know, and here is some great news. We have formulated a special antioxidant formula that contains extracts from all of those antioxidant-rich plants. The liquid extracts are in a unique liquid-filled veggie cap, and the product is called Antiox Phyto Complex. It's part of the new Wilner Chemist Phytotech line. Antiox Phyto Complex is the perfect complement to your current multivitamin supplement. Make sure you get optimal antioxidant protection with Wilner's new Phytotech Antiox Phyto Complex. You'll be glad you did.
Looking through the window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, normally I would say welcome back to the Wilner Window, but we really haven't gotten started yet, so I will say welcome to the Wilner Window. Again, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell, and I was just getting ready to introduce our guest today. It's a guest who you folks should know pretty well by now, one of the well-known names in nutritional supplement research, Dr. Richard Passwater. Now, Dr. Passwater has been a research biochemist since 1959. He wrote a book in 1975, which sort of set the tone for a lot of things that came afterwards. The book was called Super Nutrition, the Megavitamin Revolution. As I say, this book was credited with legitimizing megavitamin therapy. Dr. Passwater has continued to research nutritional supplements and has now published over 42 books and booklets, as well as 500 articles on nutrition and nutritional supplements. He's been busy. We're always happy to have Dr. Passwater as our guest, and we need to thank the Solgar Vitamin Company for sponsoring his appearance on today's show. So I will say thank you very much, Solgar, and welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Passwater.
Good afternoon, Don, and hi there, Dr. Podell.
Hello, hello. Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Okay, now, as I said before, the topic for today with Dr. Passwater's help is going to be cardiovascular support. In particular, those supplements that can be beneficial to those who either have heart or circulatory problems or are looking to prevent them. Dr. Passwater, I'm going to mention some of the supplements that we usually associate with cardiovascular health, and I'm going to ask you to explain exactly why they are thought to be helpful for this condition. Let's just run down quickly some of the ones that I suspect you're going to want to talk about. We have everything from fish oil, CoQ10, carnitine, magnesium, D-ribose, pycnogenol, maybe grapeseed extract, vitamin K2, B6, B12, and folic acid, and selenium. So you folks are going to learn quite a bit from this show. Let's start, Dr. Passwater, with the fish oil. What is the connection between fish oil and heart health?
Well, there's a couple of connections, and I'm glad we're starting with fish oil, because if I can do nothing else but get people interested in fish oil, I've had a very good day. Fish oil is so important. And when I say fish oil, I'm really talking about any food or supplement that contains eicosapentaenoic acid, EPA, or docosahexaenoic acid, DHA. The source isn't important as much as important that you get these long-chain omega-3 fatty acids into your diet. Unfortunately, our diets have become very deficient over the years, and the omega-3s, the EPA, DHA particularly, and as a result, many things have gotten out of balance. Our blood has a greater tendency to clot, and we get a greater risk of inflammation in the arteries, which is really the true cause of arterial disease. In fish oil, through EPA and DHA, reduces the tendency to clot. If you don't have your blood clotting, you won't ordinarily get a heart attack. It's possible that you can have a fibrillation or an artery can go into a spasm, but most heart attacks and strokes are caused by blood clot in the coronary arteries. So fish oil attacks this problem directly by reducing or really normalizing the body's ability to have blood clot. It's at the right balance. If you get your omega-3s and omega-6s in the right balance, then you won't have these abnormal blood clots forming. The other thing is this anti-inflammatory effect, which has to do with the health of the arteries, the endothelial function, and whether or not you build up deposits in those arteries. So fish oil is very important. That was the theory, but the main thing is we can look at results that showing those that get the better balance of omega-3s to the omega-6s have 90% less heart attacks and less deaths. And that's the important thing. The results speak for themselves.
Well, yeah, okay. Now I have a couple questions I'd like to have you elaborate on. But before I do that, it would seem to me, and I want to see if you agree, that among those supplements that almost everybody should be taking would be a fish oil supplement. I mean, it's kind of hard for me to imagine a supplement regimen for the vast majority of people that should not include at least a moderate dosage of fish oils. Do you guys agree with me on that?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Well, Don, I think some recent surveys over the last 2 years have shown that fish oil supplements are now outselling multivitamin supplements by a narrow margin. And I think a lot of this is due not only to the dramatic results that people can read for themselves, but the medical professions and the American Heart Association, even the FDA, are standing behind the credibility of this research. So it's not only the alternative field, But the established field that see the benefit of EPA and DHA.
Yeah, I think that's an excellent point because, you know, we always would like to have the research, the clinical research, to back up the logic behind using these things. We don't always have that. Sometimes we have to rely upon just, you know, common sense and sort of weighing the potential versus any downsides. Dr. Podell and I have this discussion all the time. In the case of fish oil, we have everything. We have the logic, the common sense, and we have a very heavy amount of research that supports it. I want to talk a little bit about the types of fish oil products that are out there, but before I do that, let me just cover a couple other little nuances here of cardiovascular health and fish oil. Some people recommend fish oil for people with hypertension. Is that a valid recommendation?
Well, there's some effects with hypertension. One shouldn't try to control hypertension with something like fish oil. One should go to the physician and hopefully be treated more effectively with some of the direct medicine. But fish oil does have an effect towards normalizing blood pressure.
Okay,
but that's not a strong point.
Right. That's what I was just going to say. Fish oil wouldn't be a primary therapy for somebody with hypertension. It, in my opinion, it would be more of an adjunct or a secondary a supplement.
And that it should be, yes.
Okay. The other thing I thought maybe we could clear up a little bit is the difference between the effect, the difference in the effect of fish oil on high triglycerides versus high cholesterol. Now, Dr. Passwater, when you kind of ran down the benefits of fish oil, you didn't really talk about cholesterol or triglycerides.
Well, I won't talk about cholesterol unless you force me to.
It doesn't do much for cholesterol.
No. Well, yeah, that's why I'm asking. Okay.
Well, first of all, when Dr. Jorn Dieberg and his colleagues started studying fish oils and the effect of the diet on the Eskimos that were high in EPA, DHA, they noticed very little effect on cholesterol. In fact, even today, the FDA in their statements and their position paper says the effect of fish oil is other than any effect it might have with LDL cholesterol. In other words, the dramatic effects are there. 90% reduction in one test, 80% reduction in another test. And yet you don't get these great reductions by paying attention to how much cholesterol is in your diet, etc. The effect is there, and the effect is not through cholesterol. The effect is through its eicosanoids, whether or not it makes prostaglandin 3s, which help keep your blood from making the clot, whether or not it makes the leukotrienes 5, which keep the arteries from becoming inflamed and building up the arteries. It doesn't have a pronounced effect on cholesterol at all. It has an effect on heart disease and death from heart disease. Now,
well,
as far
actually,
as triglycerides, it does have a triglyceride-lowering effect, but I say ho-hum. It's a big yawn.
Well, you'd be surprised. We get a lot of calls from people who are concerned about elevated triglycerides. By the way, Dr. Passwater, and those of you who are curious about the question on cholesterol, we did, we reprinted an article that I believe Dr. Passwater and, was it Sheldon Zirkin?
Sheldon Zirkin.
If you look in, I don't know if it was the last catalog or the one before that, but we did print some very interesting opinions and commentary on the cholesterol question from an interview that Dr. Passwater did. So look that up if you're interested.
Yeah, Don, people are free to follow anti-cholesterol and lower their triglycerides, more power to them. But heart disease is multifactorial. And if you, pun intended here, if you put all your eggs in one basket, you're liable to miss some of the other risk factors that are very controllable and may be more important.
Yes, I agree. Okay, I'll tell you what. I want to just briefly now, before we move on to the next supplement, I want to talk about the types of fish oil supplements that are available on the market, because I know that the listeners want some guidance as to what they should take, how much they should take, and so forth. But before we do that, I think we're going to have to take a little break and listen to a couple messages. Let me see. Do I need to say anything else here? No, I'm not going to give out the phone number yet, folks, because I want to cover a lot of good information here before we start taking your calls. So this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Passwater, and we will continue our discussion on cardiovascular health in just a moment.
We want to welcome a new advertiser, Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Drawing on a treasure of the world's finest Indian herbs, Himalaya products are the result of advanced R&D and scientific validation. Clinically researched, Himalaya's herbal supplements are endorsed and trusted by over a quarter of a million health practitioners. In fact, Himalaya has an 80,000 square foot research center with its own 28-bed inpatient facility where clinical research is conducted. Still family-owned, Himalaya has been a global leader in the herbal healthcare field for 70 years. And now these formulas are available to you directly at Wilner Chemists. You will find combination products designed for your specific health needs, heart care, stress care, glucocare, and others. There are individual herbs such as Arjuna, Gugul, and garlic, all for heart health. Now you can have both proven traditional herbal support combined with the highest pharmaceutical grade quality. Himalaya Herbal Supplements, now available at Wilner Chemists.
Solgar is a name long associated with quality nutritional supplements. In conjunction with Wilner's 100-year anniversary celebration, we're offering some great discounts on the Solgar line. First, the entire line of Solgar vitamins, herbs, and protein powders is on sale at 25% off list price at Wilner Chemists. Some products, Way to Go protein powder, magnesium citrate caps, evening primrose oil, and flaxseed oil soft gels, are on sale at 40% off. And as we mentioned earlier, we have four of Solgar's CoQ10 supplements that are unbelievably priced at 75% off list price. Really, the 100 milligram, 120 milligram, 200 and 400 milligram duo packs, where you get two bottles for the price of one, are on sale at 50% off. That means you get the equivalent of 75% off on these four CoQ10 items. What a deal. Solgar quality at great discount prices from Wilner Chemists.
Are you looking for fast, soothing digestive relief? Look no further than DGL Ultra Extra Strength specially processed licorice extract from the number one DGL brand available, enzymatic therapy. DGL is a natural, clinically studied formula that has been used to support healthy digestive function for over 30 years. Enzymatic therapy's unique DGL Ultra formula contains Ultra Soothe brand DGL to stimulate and accelerate the natural protective factors in the digestive tract and to relieve occasional discomfort immediately. If you've tried DGL in the past, you won't believe the amazing German chocolate flavor. The chewable form provides maximum absorption to soothe the stomach lining and digestive tract. For incredible taste and intense digestive relief, try DGL Ultra from Enzymatic Therapy. All Enzymatic Therapy products are available at the Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Dr. Richard Podell and our special guest, courtesy of the Solgar Vitamin Company, Dr. Richard Passwater. Before we get back to our discussion, I just want to quickly remind you that during the Wilner Chemist 100-year anniversary celebration, yes, that's right, Wilner Chemist is celebrating its 100-year anniversary. That's pretty special, huh? Well, we have special sales. We have discounts of 50%. 50% or more in addition to our regular winter sale discounts. Check out our website, www.wilner.com, for the details. You can also enter your name for free prize drawings as well. Okay, let's get back to our discussion of supplements for cardiovascular health, and we started with fish oil. There are a couple types of fish oil supplements that are currently popular. As Dr. Passwater pointed out, the EPA and DHA content seems to be the key. And one of the approaches is fish oil supplements where they've concentrated the amount of the EPA and the DHA in the product so that you're getting as high a potency as possible. Solgar, for example, has a whole line of different types of fish oil supplements. Solgar has an omega-3 700, which is like a double-strength EPA DHA. They have an omega-3 950, which is sort of like a triple-strength EPA DHA. And if you're looking for the high EPA DHA content, you know, those are excellent products to use. The other type of fish oil that is becoming very popular is, Solgar has one, the Alaskan Full Spectrum Omega-3 Soft Gels, and this is more of a purified, straight salmon oil, sort of with everything as it was originally present in the fish. You know, if you listen to the government guidelines and the comments and a lot of the studies, the recommendation is eat two or three more servings of fish every week. So maybe this product would be a better way of achieving that. Let me bounce that off you, Dr. Passwater. Who would you recommend the high potency EPA DHA type fish oil to, and who would you recommend take the Wild Alaskan Full Spectrum product?
Don, it's just a matter of personal preference. The important thing is to read the label and calculate how much EPA and DHA is present. Not how much omega-3s, not how much omega anything else, not how much fish oil, but how much EPA and DHA. If you're looking for the heart benefits that we've been talking about, it's coming from directly from EPA, which is made into certain prostaglandins, and DHA, which is made into some docosinoids that have these actions. Read my lips. EPA and DHA, nothing else. So how do you get EPA and DHA into your body? In the old days, they used to be in our diets, but we've taken these compounds out of the diet by a matter of selection and by a matter of food processing. The government would like you to eat more fish. That's fine if you don't fry the fish. When you fry the fish, you destroy the EPA and DHA. It's giving you no heart value. Protein is good in it. Everything else, it tastes good, but you won't get the EPA and DHA. Now, do you want to take a concentrated form, get it all over with in a couple pills? If you can get somewhere between over 500 combination of EPA, DHA, fine. Preferably up to 1 gram, 1,000 milligrams of combined EPA and DHA. If you rather not take the concentrated form, if you rather take smaller pills, or larger pills, or with food, that's personal preference. Take different ones till you find one that suits your lifestyle, find one that doesn't give you any regurgitation problem, reflux problem?
All right, well, that brings up my other question, Dr. Paisworth. Let me try to squeeze this in before we come up to the top of the hour. Let's say you're one of those people that has a problem with the taste or regurgitation of the fishy flavor and things of that sort. Are there some of the alternatives might be maybe a GLA-containing product, maybe a flaxseed type product? What do you feel about alternatives to fish oil that'll still perhaps achieve the same goal?
Read my lips. There are no alternatives.
I can't read your lips. We're on the radio.
EPA and DHA. The other products are good products. They are not EPA and DHA. They don't give you the heart benefit. They are not converted into the eicosanoids. They are not converted into the leukotrienes. They're not converted into the prostaglandins. They have their own benefits. They're good supplements to take. They are not EPA and DHA, and the body will very inefficiently convert flaxseed into EPA. And the reason is because omega-6 compete for the enzymes that elongate ALA, which is in flaxseed, to make it into EPA. It just doesn't happen in Western diets because Western diets are too rich in omega-6s, which use up the enzymes that would be required to do it. The only way you're going to get these dramatic heart benefits is to take supplements with EPA and DHA.
Okay. Let me interrupt there just quickly. If somebody is taking a standard fish oil without any concentration, how much EPA and DHA is in there? And could you repeat again how much you feel we need?
Well, it depends on the size of the capsule. So,
Although one with 1 gram of total fat, I guess, is what whatever.
Well,
it is.
Again, I'm talking about 1 gram of total EPA and DHA. First of all, if it's 1,000 milligrams of fish oil, it's probably 30% EPA and DHA. Now, it doesn't make any difference which product you take that way, as long as the total, you can take more than one capsule. It's legal. It's legal in the state of Maryland, I think, up there in New York, too. You can take more than one capsule. So you take a capsule that you have no difficulty swallowing, and that when you're done, it will give you a total, preferably, optimally, of 1,000 milligrams of EPA and DHA. Now, you'll get benefits at 250 milligrams. There's been market studies showing market reductions in people taking only 250. But we're talking about optimal amounts, and somewhere around 1,000 of the combination, we haven't zeroed in on how much of that has to be EPA, how much DHA. We haven't had those studies yet. But okay. The combination we do know.
Okay, let me just summarize, just for reference, Dr. Podell, the omega-3 950, the 950 product from Solgar will give you a total of 950 milligrams of EPA and DHA in one soft gel. That's a good starting point. One or two of those a day should do it. Okay, folks, as you can hear from the music, it's up to that point again. We're going to have to pause for this brief message, and we'll be back shortly. Are you concerned about cholesterol levels? Jarrow Formulas has a product, Choles Optimizer, designed to help that problem. Choles Optimizer combines clinically tested levels of sesame seed lignans, tocotrienols, and artichoke extract along with red yeast rice. How does it work? Artichoke extract inhibits the oxidation of LDL cholesterol. And sesame, a lignin from sesame seeds, has been shown to conserve the body's supply of gamma-tocopherol and gamma-tocotrienols, as well as activate
fatty acid oxidizing enzymes for improved fat metabolism. Tocotrienols protect cardiovascular function by affecting biosynthesis of cholesterol and reducing oxidation of low-density lipoprotein. Finally, the formula is optimized with a special red yeast rice that is free of the undesirable fermentation byproduct citrullin. So, to help maintain healthy cholesterol levels, try Coles Optimizer from Jarrow Formulas. All Jarrow products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount price, of course.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg, along with Dr. Richard Podell and Dr. Richard Passwater. I have two Dr. Richards here today. I want to thank Solgar once again for making Dr. Passwater's appearance possible on today's show. I want to remind you that this is a two-hour show, and we will be back after this break. I also want to remind you that during this 100-year anniversary for Wilner Chemist, we have special sales with discounts up to 50% or more in addition to our regular winter sale values. Check out our website, Wilner.com, for the details. Enter your name in the free prize drawing as well. We'll be back right after
it's
the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
You've been listening to a podcast from News Talk Radio 710 WOR New York. Visit us online at WOR710.com.